Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin Klon und Steinheiler.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here with you. Just watching the top plays. An NBA player dunked. How awesome. A top play of the day. An NBA player was able to actually dunk.
John, you're going into get off my grass mode. Early today.
It's not a great play. It's a dunk. It's a dunk.
John thinks Chris Paul can dunk.
Yeah. He can't dunk.
Chris, everybody in the NBA can dunk.
No, they can't.
Everybody.
Fred VanVleet can dunk.
Fred VanVleet, yes. How much you want to bet?
No chance.
Patty Mills can't dunk.
Were you just going to ask a Fertitta and they'll tell you? Yeah. That guy hasn't dunked in a practice.
Yeah. How much do you want to bet that Fred VanVleet can dunk?
Why do you think he can?
Because he can jump, dude. He absolutely can jump.
You have to be able to jump high enough to get your hands substantially over the rim.
You didn't think Spud could dunk either. Yeah.
Patty Mills.
Not everyone can
Patty
dunk
Mills
in
can't
NBA.
Dunk.
What?
Patty Mills can't dunk.
Patty Mills
yes,
can dunk.
Yes, he can dunk. Everybody can dunk.
Not in an NBA game. Yes, he may be able to do it in a practice, yes. But not in an NBA
John
game.
John gets irrationally mad.
In a game.
It's so stupid.
We'll take you behind the scenes. John gets irrationally angry when a dunk is the top play on SportsCenter.
Oh, my gosh.
At a time.
And then
so
today
stupid.
You made yourself all upset, and it was a block followed by a half.
I thought that
followed
was a great
by a
play.
Pass.
That was
yeah,
a great
it was
play.
A great
yeah,
play.
But then
look,
he threw up a three.
It's right here.
But yeah. You were screaming.
They beat Stephen.
Oh, look at this.
Steph
it's going to be a dunk,
and it was a block.
Yeah. Oh, dunk. Oh, dunk. And then it's a block and then a shot from Stephen F. Austin.
AJ could choose.
A school in Texas.
Stephen F. Austin.
A school in Texas.
That's my guy. That's Stephen F.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate Abilene Christian.
Yeah, you guys don't hear it, but as Lance said, it's actually irrational. Like, to care this much about ESPN's top plays as if it matters to anyone.
And it's daily. Oh, let's wait for the dunk.
Well,
it's kind of like Dick Vitale is in here. Oh, but it's anti-Dick Vitale. Oh, stupid dunk.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What? There are so many much better plays.
Like this.
Day in and day out, diving plays, and home run saving catches, and everything else, and they put a dunk up
John,
there.
Like this.
It's so stupid.
The buzzer beater.
The top 10 isn't for you. The top 10 isn't for you. It's for... I don't know who it's for now, but it ain't for you. And people still like dunks. That's just how it
no
is.
One
sorry.
Likes dunks. That's
yeah,
stupid.
It's not for you. They don't want you to watch. If ESPN could, they would. If they could eliminate watchers, they would eliminate you. They would have your TV zap out. Probably mine too.
Not even a TV.
I buy their products.
No, okay? They would say
your kids. They don't.
They're
going to
call.
Have any money.
This is what's going to happen. Wendy's going to get
your
called
kids
off
don't
the
even
office.
Watch ESPN.
Yeah, they do. Well,
no,
not my kids don't watch
they
TV.
Watch they watch YouTube.
They watch. Well, they watch ESPN through. Bits and pieces on short.
They
consume like all kids do now. Short.
So we
shorts
had this,
and
we
reels.
Had this conversation last night. We saw Dune 2, and it's long.
Frank Bullington wants me to go see Dune 2. I'm like, dude, I gotta go see Dune. I gotta see Dune
gotta
1.
See, you haven't seen
I
Dune 1.
I started
yeah,
it. I start. I'm on gentleman.
It's
now.
A little slow to start, but
it is slow.
It
to
was
start.
Pretty good. But my son comes home. It's a generational movie.
It's.
Okay.
Generational.
Yeah. Well, Star Wars was a generational
thing. That's
true.
Yeah, you probably didn't see it at the time. You wouldn't have thought it was at the time.
I did. I watched Star Wars at the time.
Some of the makings of generational.
Yeah, it does.
They've got a popcorn thing that you that people are buying where you put your hand into what looks like a scary place.
Right, right, right.
You're like, oh! Well,
it's the giant worm that you put your hand
in. Star Wars had something like that, too.
Well, of course, because Star Wars is a ripoff of Dune.
Yeah. That's really what this is. This is updated Star Wars.
No, it's not updated Star Wars.
Dune I didn't was watch first. Either Dunes, but I feel like this is just updated Star
Dune
Wars.
Dune came was written first. Before it. Star Wars ripped off Dune.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Dune was written before it. My brother read
Dune.
So
you're telling
back
me Timothy Chalamet is in his 70s. Okay, thanks, Phil.
No, I'm telling you the creator of Dune.
Yeah.
George Lucas idolized him and took stuff from that book and made Star Wars.
It does look like, a lot like Star Wars. It is going to win Best Picture because it's an epic movie. But, it's out in February and March, or March, whatever. It's a long time till the Oscars.
Doesn't matter. Long epic. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. These things always win.
Yeah, especially sequels.
Oppenheimer.
And now there's going to be a third one, and it's going to be because it's going to keep
Dune. Third one's going to. If you thought Dune 2 was weird with that baby stuff, Dune 3 is the next one is the weirdest.
Is this a book? Did you read the book?
No, I didn't read them, but I've heard about. I've seen what people are
did
discussing.
You see the comics?
Baby's pretty smart now.
Well, I mean, the baby's got prescience.
The baby.
By the way,
the baby knows stuff.
I tried to call you yesterday. You didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, no, it was playing golf. What happened?
Yeah, I'm having lunch with Chris Solis, and we're having lunch, and he goes, and we're talking about some of the Oscar movies because I didn't see him, and he watched them all, and he said, you should see The Fall. What's it called?
Fall
the
of
Fall?
Anatomy or
The Anatomy of a Fall. Because you see, he goes, the dog. Unbelievable. I said, did you hear Granato say that? He goes, no. I said, that's what Granato said. He said the dog should win an Oscar. He goes, this dog is incredible. I'm like, oh my God.
It's the best acting I've ever seen. Lassie, sit back because you're in about fifth place now.
Apparently,
Bud? Bud was a great acting dog.
Air Bud. I don't know.
It was, in a comedic role.
Old Yeller pretended to die.
Yeah. But we've had some good dogs.
See Old Yeller.
This dog. Crush it. This is the Robert De Niro in his prime of dogs.
That good.
That good.
He seemed freaked. Like, he said, it's awesome. Like, I'm like, oh,
I didn't
my
know.
Gosh.
While we're watching, I'm like, how did they get this dog to do this?
Well, the trainer. Well, some dogs are smart.
The
trainer's got to be unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it was the best. Anyway, Dune 2 is, it's long, but it's good. It's good. I mean, it's not great. It's, I guess. I don't know.
I saw it in IMAX. It was an experience.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I'm a sci-fi
but
nerd, so I
need
like that
to
stuff.
Watch Dune 1, right?
You need to watch Dune
1. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. It lays the groundwork for a lot of the characters.
I'll watch it in IMAX.
You'll watch. Yeah. You're going to go to IMAX? Yeah. Anyway, so Malik Collins kind of caught us off guard a little bit, but it's interesting that we're going to trade. Apparently, according to everybody's a bunch of reports, they were going to trade Millie Collins for Eric Armstead, but it fell through because they needed the money freed up for Danielle Hunter. But they're still very much on Eric Armstead.
That's not a surprise. The question is, do they have enough money? Well, you just dealt your defensive tackle. That feels like a precursor to trying to get it done with Eric Armstead. I mean, Armstead is a guy. He fits what D'Amico wants. D'Amico coached him. He's got Azeez Al-Shaair at linebacker. He's bringing in the guys he brought in, Jimmy Ward. He's brought in guys, and this is normal. You bring in guys, a lot of times if you don't like the coach, you complain like with Gary Kubiak or the Patriot way. If you like the coach, you say, this is great, which is D'Amico Ryan. So, but in this case, I'm happy he's making these moves with his old players because they come from a good team. But I would think the Texans – when I saw that they had this deal in place previously, well, the first thing I thought of when I saw that they had made the trade was, oh, this frees up room for Eric Armstead. That's what I thought. Then I saw the report that there was a trade that they had kind of agreed to that fell apart because of the Hunter signing. And so then when they still went ahead with the trade, and what did they get for him? Not much, right?
Seventh rounder.
So basically
conditional. Conditional.
Yeah, so all they're doing, Malik Collins is better than that. All they're doing
they
is saying,
to keep his
look,
salary.
Just take his money, please. Yeah. We're trying to open this up so we can get somebody.
And that's
really? Who's that somebody going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, we just dealt a defensive tackle. You're not dealing Malik Collins unless you already know you have a deal with Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
They will announce an Eric Armstead deal today.
Yeah, you would think that.
Yeah,
that
why
is,
would yeah. you deal a starting defensive tackle and go from when, and now have none?
When defensive line was your top priority.
Yeah.
And you dealt Malik Collins. Is Malik Collins all right? It's interesting that they would get rid of Malik Collins.
They already told you Malik was a starter, and they already said Malik Collins is a starter. Sheldon Rankins was a starter, and D'Amico said we got to get better in the middle.
First thing,
Sheldon's gone. Sheldon is on free agent market still.
No, he was signed.
Did he get signed yesterday? Okay, and then Malik is traded. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
He wasn't, for as much as they were penetrating and all that stuff, he wants. Wants it to be a little more firm up the middle, and so I do fully expect Eric Armstead. I don't know what the deal is with Autry. Like, Autry is going to have to bulk up to play inside full time if he's a starter. He may be just a designated pass rusher inside, although that's a pretty sporty contract for a DPR. But I do think Armstead comes today. Reeder didn't go yesterday.
No. Well. The Niners are expected. Now, we all think, okay, they released. They're expected to release Armstead.
Right.
He's not gone yet. And he's going to have a June 1st designation.
Well, and so I think what's happening probably is that the Texans obviously have had discussions with San Francisco if they almost had a trade. That's probably, a lot of times in this stuff, they say, what are you going to do? We're going to release him. Okay, you call Eric's agent and you say, hey, when he gets released, we want this. This is what we're offering them. This is a deal. Like, I think a deal is done for Eric Armstead. That's my guess. Or you wouldn't have moved away from both of your defensive tackles.
Right.
That's hard right now. It's a gaping hole there, and you just created money by just giving away Malik Collins for basically nothing. You just want to get rid of his salary. Well, what are you doing that for? Well, you're doing it to make another move.
You would think. Yes, you would absolutely think that is the case. What was his cap hit? Or I haven't seen. Nobody has reported.
Hit?
What was Malik Collins? What was his? What happened with it? How much did they save? Or how much did they? Was their hit?
Yeah, I'll look at it right.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I don't know what his, they. I've been trying to find.
He signed a 2-year. So it's
23 million.
Eight
20 guaranteed.
Well, that was his contract. But this year they save. The dead cap space is 8 million. They save 500,000.
Well, I didn't save that much for.
I mean, yeah, Eric Armstead. Yearly cash. His cap hit was they say $470,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the cap cut, his dead cap space is $8 million. The cap hit would have been 8.4. So his base. Yeah, I'm trying to look at how they have.
Yeah, I'm reading SpotTrack, but I think. They gave what the Texans are freeing up possibly over 2 years. Like they say the Texans free up $3.4 million of cap space per the move, but I think that's over the course of two seasons.
It is because I'm looking. He's got 2004, 2005. So
was he a June 1st designee?
Well, he got traded, so I'm not
he
sure
got
how
traded.
That works.
So yeah, no, couldn't be because he only signed a 2-year deal. And the first year was last year.
They can't be saving much because next year would have been a clear $10 million. There's no dad cap
this
space
year.
Next
this year.
Year,
yeah,
been. Next year would have been so.
Well, he got $20 million guaranteed. So and he got 23 total, which was funny about Danielle Hunter, $49 million, 48 guaranteed. Why didn't they just guarantee the whole 49? I mean. Honest.
Yeah, what are we fighting over
we
at
doing?
That point?
What are we
That's
doing?
A lot of guaranteed money for a player's age, but it's a shorter contract. I think this is what we're going to see. We're going to start seeing one of the kickers now for teams is going to be that they're going to start fully guaranteeing 3-year deals. Because usually it's, 2 years basically are guaranteed, and it used to be signing bonus, right? So it used to be the signing bonus. You get this money up front, and it spreads over the length of the contract, and that's money that accelerates if you cut the guy or trade him. Now it's becoming they're guaranteeing more and more money, which is what agents want. And so I think eventually the sweetener on a deal like that, that's going to become the norm where the contract's fully guaranteed, basically.
Yeah, Malik Collins, 2 years, $23 million, $20 million guaranteed, and the Texans are $470,000?
Yeah, that's all that it looks like they're saving.
Like?
They're not exactly opening up a ton of cap space.
Give them a hometown discount.
Maybe they were just off by $400,000. Maybe they're like, if I don't get this last $400K, the agent said, you better find it somewhere.
Is this agent Mulligetta too? Because that would be one of his moves.
He'd say, I need the bag.
I need $400,000. All of it.
Oh, my God. I hope he's not. Of course, CJ is. By the way, are you a little nervous about CJ Stroud with Mulligetta? I am. But to me,
get that bag.
The contract,
what was this?
He already basically told him, I don't care about my players other than the bag.
Hashtag secure the bag.
I believe
I love that in an agent.
He said, like, agents.
Wait a minute. Every agent is that.
Yeah, no, but he's saying, he comes out and says, teams are doing what's best for them. No, but here's the difference. To him, the ends justify the means, so he'll hold his players out. Yeah. He will have Yannick Ngakoue or whoever. He'll have players do things that irritate teams so he can get them traded. Well, that's not really in the spirit of
it's not in the spirit of it, but look what he did for his client. He got $25 million for the Texans without playing it down. He's got $230 million guaranteed from the Browns. Win for his client.
Yeah, it's terrible for the team. So I would flip and say, don't be upset when the teams do what's best for them also.
Yeah. I got to talk about HR&P right now. And 713-780-3776, y'all want to get in here.
Joel Siegels is
here. You're more than welcome to do that. I'm talking about HR&P, and I mentioned this yesterday, I think, that it's a locally owned and operated company. And can't be happier about that because they're right here. You're going to see the Plotkins or the Chris, or you're going to see Kevin. You're going to see these guys here bringing you or talking to you all the time. Being here, I had to get my W-2. It couldn't have been easier to get your W-2. You just you download it, and there it is. Everything is simple. They have someone answering the phones if you have any questions whatsoever. The first time I had to do it, I was like, hey, because I don't listen to anybody. I don't listen to directions. So I called. It's easy. They have the customer service is second to none. So your clients don't come to you with anything that they questions they have HR wise or vacation wise or payroll wise. They go to HR&P, and HR&P is taking care of all of that. The service second to none. You're looking for the best way to go about this thing for you, your payroll, your HR, your taxes, all of it. HRP.net. Locally owned and operated. Let's go. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so the Cougs are playing TCU today, 2 o'clock, first round of the tournament. If they want to be the number one overall seed in the tournament, which I'm not sure it matters as long as you're a one seed. I'm not sure it matters. We've seen the number one overall seed, and you're like, hey, that 2 seed is not the 8th seed. They're one of the top 2 seeds. So I'm not sure that that matters. They definitely want to be in the South, which I think the Cougs are going to be in the South. They do probably need to win a couple of games. Now, to be one of one, they need to win, probably get to the championship game. But they can't play TCU like they did last time. TCU is the number one fast break team in the country. TCU is an offensive rebound machine.
Well, I mean, that's the... Well, you're mentioning two things. Number one, early offense to prevent having to get into a half-court grind. And the other thing is, you know, offensive boards. Like, those are two things that can be an issue for Houston. If you told me they're a really great free-throw shooting team, I'd tell you those are the big three.
They're the exact opposite. So, the first time that they met, the Cougs had 24 personal fouls to 14 for TCU. TCU went to the line 29 times and only made 16 of them. And they won by one. If they hit their free throws, they beat the Cougs easily. But they didn't.
My guess is they don't.
But the Cougs this time can't get in foul trouble like that. If the Cougs get in foul trouble, especially in the front court, I don't know how they keep guys on the court. Sedloth is going to play a big, big role, I think, in this postseason, be it in this tournament or the next or maybe both, because there is going to come a time when you need Sedloth to be on the floor. He's not going to be much of an offensive force, but he's definitely going to have to play defense and get rebounds. And you take probably an offensive player off the floor if Francis or Juwan Roberts gets in foul trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it is going to be awfully important for them to stay out of foul trouble, but TCU is going to put you in foul trouble. TCU is, and they're going to run, and they're going to grab offensive rebounds. So the Cougs, they one of three teams that beat the Cougs this year. Now, it was at TCU. This is a neutral site. TCU is not that good. TCU is an okay basketball team, but and they haven't been even playing great lately. So this is a game that the Cougs need to get through.
Cougs are a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think?
Yeah,
I got 10.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing 10, but it's over-under is 137. yeah, I think it's I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I'd probably just take TCU plus the points in this one based on everything. TCU strengths probably feels like it's maybe a lot for this particular Houston team to. But then again, if Houston's really focused and it's the first game of the tournament, they also could come out and just smack TCU. So we'll see. And it's not like you don't have action to work off of. Kelvin Sampson can basically start working on anything he didn't like on tape and start to tighten it up. So it'll be that could be a little interesting. TCU 21-11, Cougs 28-3, but games in Kansas City, I don't know. I mean, theoretically, TCU could travel a little better, although it's not a bad travel for either one of these teams. I could see a lot of Houston fans waiting to come in until the weekend. Waiting to come in until like Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like saying, okay, this
can't
is
be
a win.
Complacent. Get over there.
This is a win. We're going to
get on your way now and go.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a drive.
Kansas City, you fly.
Well, you can't just today say, oh, have you ever seen rates? When you try to do it same day?
Because if they take off with nobody in those seats, then they lose that money.
They don't go down.
Yeah. They're going way down.
They don't go down.
Grab your seat.
I've tried it. No, that's not how it works.
Day of is the best way to do it.
No, don't listen to him. Yeah. 6 weeks out is the best. I've got to fly back. Alec got his car from Gulf Coast Chevy. I've got to drive to Alabama with him and fly back on Sunday. And I looked at the rates. It's already like just one-way ticket is $650.
Why can't he drive himself?
See, I got to get back.
Why can't he just drive himself?
It's 10 hours.
So what?
He could, but my wife is like super panicky about it.
What the bleep?
Happy wife, happy
you
life.
Lost your
if Wendy
mind.
Told you to go, you'd be
no.
Yes, ma'am. You'd say yes, ma'am, and you get in the car.
Yeah,
that's what you would do. You wouldn't tell Wendy no.
You just let him drive the car. He's 10.5 hours is easy. He'll stop in Biloxi, play some blackjack.
It's not this.
And
is,
then
he's not
keep
you.
On going. Yeah,
it's not you.
That's all.
It's not how that works.
That's the way to do it, right? I mean, didn't your brother drive to Africa when your dad picked him?
You can't drive to Africa.
He didn't drive to Africa. He didn't? All right.
Do you understand how cars and water and geography works?
No one knows.
No, I think we all know. You're the only one who doesn't.
Yeah, apparently.
Did your brother drive to Africa? Where was he? What's the continent that gets you to Africa by driving? Do you think it's North America?
Oh, on a ferry? You can drive your car onto the ferry and
take a boat.
What type
of ferry goes from New Jersey to Africa?
A big one.
Okay.
A big ferry. Okay.
Right, round trip. If you wanted to fly today, you could theoretically get there. To Kansas City. You could get there. Please select departure. Oh, so when am I returning, John? Give me a return date.
Sunday.
Okay, so we're staying for the whole thing. We're in.
Yeah.
You're saying Houston's winning.
Yes.
Okay. So we're gonna go there, come back. Our flight looks like it's gonna be so we need to leave today by 2:30 to get there. 4:30? What time does that game start?
2. No,
it starts 11:30. You're cooked.
No, it's 2:00. 2:00 game.
Oh, it's 2?
Yeah.
Well, this is I still can't get there.
Well, how much is it? The round trip. You buy it today.
Round trip.
7:33. Any pay. 300. You're paying $650 one way.
Dell, how does 730 sound to you for a round trip?
It's not great. It's not great, but it's not horrific. You can do it. Just do it.
Who can do it?
People. The people.
People with disposable income.
Let me ask you this question. Based on Google Trends data, interest in LeBron James versus Caitlin Clark.
I saw this.
Who won the states?
LeBron?
Or Caitlin Clark?
LeBron.
And how many states?
I'm going to say 29, 22.
29 to 22? How many states are there
now? You're including Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
No, it's 29-21.
Okay.
That's unless you want to.
Oh, wait, it's PR's not 51.
It's not a state specifically.
I'm
going to
make, I'm going to include Mexico.
She
it's
got
not a state
it's a
either.
Big, big state.
Yeah.
It's kind of a state now.
She got most, well, she got all the Midwest.
I saw those numbers.
Yeah.
I already saw
them. All the Midwest.
As you'd expect.
And he got all the South and West.
Who got the North?
The North is Caitlin.
Okay.
All the Midwest and North. He hit New York. He got New York and one of those states that
I
got to
Google translate if you can. Who are people more interested in? Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Jenner.
It depends.
Who is still interested in Caitlin
Jenner?
How you
identify.
Well, the Google trends are here.
How do you identify?
As a women's college basketball fan.
Okay, then you're Caitlin Clark.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Caitlin Jenner didn't ever play college basketball.
No.
So why would a woman's college basketball
Bruce
fan?
Bruce won a gold.
But not in college basketball.
Has if Caitlin, I'm a decathlete.
Let me ask you, has Caitlin Clark won a gold medal yet at all in the
has
Olympics?
Has she participated?
I don't know. Maybe not good enough.
Is she going to?
Can she do multiple events like...
Is she going to be on our women's Olympic basketball team?
I don't know. I don't know how they treat
college players. No one ever talked about
players.
That. I have no idea.
Yeah.
When's the last time we talked about women's Olympic basketball team?
By the way, is because Alpi now is only a bruised knee and a sprained ankle, is he going to compete in the Olympics now?
No.
I don't know. You don't know that.
I watched a video
Turkey
of a guy
talking. You don't think Turkey is going to push
they
this?
They can say whatever they want. He lives here now. He's like, what do I care?
I don't think that's how they...
How much y'all got a bag coming? I'm trying to work with Dream.
I feel like you don't understand how international players feel about their countries.
I know, but Alperin's different. He's Americanized now. That's why he's working with our Lagos, Nigeria center.
Yes, obviously.
No, I don't know that he will play. So I watched a video about, did you see that? Somebody sent it to us, both of us. And it's about the grade three. I think it is. Yeah. I think it is a grade three. I think that he just, I think there's a chance that Ime didn't say it right, say everything completely right. Because the damage is pretty substantial on a grade three. I mean, it's a severe, severe issue.
Yeah, but well, they shut him down for the year, but
yeah,
he'll be back next year.
As I told you, he would be shut down for the year.
Yeah, yeah. You had a first.
I did have a first. As long as people.
I had Justin Fields to the Falcons first.
How did that work out for you?
He could still come as a backup.
It could still happen.
You could still trade him there to be a backup.
7:30, time to talk a little underdog.
Underdog fantasy is. This is something that really, I think it could give you a lot of enjoyment if you are on Underdog right now because the tournament is underway. I'm going to pull up my Underdog app right now, as a matter of fact, and see what some of the high and lows, the Pick'em Challenge on the tournament. There's a ton of different things to play, and they have a lot of great features going on right now. But I'm looking at college basketball. Here it is. I mean, look at it. Higher or lower, 18.5 points for Tyson Walker, Michigan State. Against Minnesota. Dawson Garcia, are you interested in 7 rebounds? Or what about 0.5 three-pointers made, higher or lower? I didn't even get to his points, his rebounds and assists, his points and assists. Like, you can go find a player for University of Houston that you really like and one that you think you have a good feel for and go play higher or lower with their statistics. They have this for college basketball. They have this for the tournament. The conference tournaments right now, you have multiple statistics for multiple players. Go higher or lower. Think about that. The advantages that you can find, you can poke holes in some of these numbers, and then you pick between 2 and 5 players, and you can win up to 100 times your original play with some of the boosters that they have in place. Make sure that you are watching and playing along with the games that you are watching throughout the week and throughout the weekend, and of course with NBA basketball as well, with my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. They're going to match your first deposit up to $100. I want you to go ahead and make sure that you do that so you can maximize your input. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance, must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, day three of the free agency signing period. It says, okay, winners and losers. The Tennessee Titans, did they really win giving $92 million to Calvin Ridley? I mean, listen, I don't know that we, I don't think we're, but either of us are really, really big fans of Calvin Ridley. They gave him $50 million guaranteed, $92 million. He's coming off 76 receptions and 1,016 yards, 8 touchdowns.
It sounds like a pretty solid year. The problem with it, because I had him on fantasy, so I know what he did, it was really hit or miss. Like, he'd be a big factor or no factor.
Him and Christian Kirk
took that time.
So was Nico.
Nico's better.
Well, Nico's better. There's no question. But Nico was hit or miss, too. He had a few 16-yard games, 30-yard games.
I'm getting a funny feeling you don't think you want to pay Nico Collins.
I'm not sure that I think that he's a 1A. I'm not sure.
He's going to search for that.
He went from 400 yards to 1,200 yards.
Well, but that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. Plus, I mean, he also went from Davis Mills, Lovie Smith, David Culley to a real team.
That's true. It's true.
And he was good in college.
Have you ever thought, before this year, you would not have argued that you even thought that Nico Collins was a one?
No, not a one, but I thought he had a chance to be a pretty good two.
Yeah, but you've got to pay him one money now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, do you want to keep C.J. Stroud rolling or not?
Yeah. Well, or you get somebody else that's a one.
Okay, and then you have to pay the big money.
Yeah, right.
Bigger money.
Right.
But that was pretty effective. I mean, you don't have to have a one. You could Detroit Pistons, this thing, where you have multiple players that are really, really good. You know, you have Tank, you have Nico, you get a better wide receiver opposite, and you got C.J. and you got Dalton Schultz, you got C.J. Stroud with multiple targets.
Yeah.
I mean, now, the counter-argument to that would be, okay, so you're going to lean on all the targets, then why pay Nico like he's a one? I don't think the Texans are going to be interested in breaking up what they have right now with C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell, and Dalton Schultz. I think that's going to be their priority, and they've got the two of them, two of the two rookies. They've got those guys for a long time, so I think next up is Nico. I thought he might get a contract extension this year, but it doesn't make sense because you're giving them money this year. Like, you don't have cap space to do it now. So it's not like you can readjust his contract and unless you want to just give him, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. They're not going to do it this year.
Yeah.
Maybe after June 1st, they would look at something.
It's so funny. It's funny. You look at we were talking about, do you have to have a one? You do it like the Detroit Pistons. Did you see the leading rushers for the Super Bowl champs over the years? The last 2 years, it's Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, they've won twice with Isaiah Pacheco.
Seventh round pick.
Not one of the greats. No. Before that, Cam Akers. Before that, Leonard Fournette. Damian Williams.
Well, it was Cam and others. Like, it wasn't just Cam.
Yeah, but their leading rusher was Cam.
Oh, leading rusher, yeah.
Leonard Fournette, Damian Williams, Sony Michel, LeGarrette Blount, C.J. Anderson, LeGarrette Blount, Percy Harvin. It's not a who's who. No. I mean, it's not even top 10. They're not even top 10 in the league.
No, but Russia. You're talking about some elite quarterbacks in there.
That's right. That's right. And probably a lot of good receivers.
But that's the whole point. That's why getting Saquon Barkley doesn't make a lot of sense for the Texans.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you've got...
You're
on a rookie contract, I get it. But what's more important? Right now, defensively, you can find running backs. It's hard to find defensive tackles. And right now, they do have a hole there. I'm reaching out to... I reached out to the agent for Eric Armstrong to see if I can get a little intel on this one. But in case you missed it, Malik Collins was traded yesterday for a conditional seventh-round pick. Now, usually when it's conditional, it works up. So it's seventh that could turn into a sixth with something is probably what it is. Maybe even stair-step higher. But the Texans were clearly clearing out some space for him because there was another report that came out that the Texans had a deal done, they thought done in principle, with a Malik Collins for Eric Armstead trade that would have taken place. But I will say this, John. Well, and so the money was wiped out. The ability to sign him was wiped out because they signed Danielle Hunter, and so the money that they were going to have available was not there. You're losing $8.5 million in caps in salary space for Malik Collins, but is Eric Armstead going to take $8.5 million? Like, you see, they still got a little bit more money left.
They still got the cap hit. What's that? Lose that money? You still got the. I mean, you got cash.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, it's only $470,000. They only freed up $470,000. Now there's a spot in the roster ready, but I do believe they've already got something planned. I don't think they would have gone through with the trade unless they knew they had a move that they could move forward. I don't know if there's a cap casualty coming today. I don't know who that would be.
You know, it's so funny how that works, too. Why not if you trade the guy to another team and they're going to pay him? Why is that cap hit against you? You freed up that money. You should be able to free up
that
space.
That doesn't count against you. It's the signing bonus, right. That they still have, that $8 million. Yeah. Right. Well, it's always been that way. It prevents you from just doing it, – it's anti-signing trade. Yeah, you can't do signing trades that way.
Right, and giving a gigantic signing bonus for just 1 or 2 years and then getting rid of the guy. Yeah, I guess I see that. But it is – it's so penal to do that you really got to be careful with the guys that you sign now. And
well, you can't get away from bad contracts.
And the big signing contracts. No, you can't.
Yeah, they want to make sure that if you give it, you don't just sign ridiculous deals and then just try to trade them away. Like, you've got to live with the contract you signed. So it does make you think a little bit more. Like, it should be for the betterment. This is the thing that I just don't think gets thought about with what's going on in college football, but really more importantly with pro football. The betterment of the sport, like, the sport doesn't produce all this money. All this money is out there, yes, but it's because football, ahead of basketball, ahead of baseball, makes parity. You know, I see the idea that somehow the draft is some horrific thing that limits players, and this will come out from people every once in a while. And there's no understanding that parity is what helps the NFL thrive. Mm. Parity is what makes 32 cities believe that they have a chance within a year or two, maybe not every single year, but that they're not that far away, that they've got a chance with good moves. You know why? Because they do. And because the draft is set up from worst to best, you get a chance to get the best players. And that helps keep the TV strong in 32 markets. So your national TV deals bring in a lot of money. Like, the idea that what's good for the individual overrides the NFL. No, the NFL being strong and robust brings in way more money for players to make.
This is the, I don't know, we do this every year, been doing this for a long time. I don't remember this big a flurry, especially of big names and releases of guys. This has been there is a lot of guys flying around the NFL this year.
Everything's changed, hasn't it? It's a lot of one-year deals from now. Like, the market has changed. It's not five-year deals. You get maybe four, a lot of times three. But for it's ones and twos. And the veterans, you get into the Jadeveon Clowney model. That used to be an unusual model because you always thought these guys would get multiple.
Guaranteed money.
And now they're like... Like, Chase Young's probably going to say, hey, I need to, you know, you have guys who are saying, I'll take 1 year, prove a deal, because I'm not going out on a 2 or 3 year deal here. I need more money than this.
Yep.
And it's, and so you see bigger names released and
there's
bigger
more
movement.
Big names.
Is this like international soccer? Is there that many big names that are always moving because of transfer window?
Well, international soccer probably would upset the people who don't like all the movement on the college level, because an international player can say, I don't want to be here anymore, even if he's under contract. And most of the time, the teams acquiesce. Oh, you don't want to be here? How valuable is he? Oh, we're gonna put an $80 million. I'm just using a random number. Sometimes it goes higher. We'll put an $80 million value on him. If anybody wants to match it, we'll sell the player, and then you can pay a salary. So, yeah, international soccer, I think there's more freedom. All a player really has to say is, I don't want to be here anymore.
We got to break it. We got people who on hold that want to get in here. So, and if you want to get in, we're going to take calls on the next segment. 713-780-3776. Talking draft, talking NFL. But right now, I am talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Highly experienced, expert plumbing contractors. They're working hard to ensure that you get the highest quality water in and throughout your home. It just happened to me, where I didn't have very good, I mean, out of the shower, it wasn't coming out well in my sink. And they were like, well, first of all, you got to clean your water heater because there's a lot of residue in there, a lot of resin, and you got to clean that out and look at how much better it is now. And then they figured it out in the sink as well. And then, and all of a sudden, the water is flowing freely and wonderfully. This is something that, And they found it right away. They found the leak right away when I had a leak and it was hurting my floors. That was an emergency situation I've had before where the pipes broke during the freeze and they, you know, they had to come and fix that, and they did that as well. I'd never needed a plumber before, but thank goodness that we had Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing when we needed them, because they're perfect. You need Billy Brown. At some point, you are going to need a plumber. Get somebody that you can trust that's not going to come and charge you just to show up. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, let's get to the call, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who's first? It is going to be Keith. Keith wants to talk a little NFL. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show, as always. I want to talk about a team that has made a flurry of moves. It's not the Ravens. It's the Washington Commanders. What are they cooking up there in D.C.? They have added Jeremy Chan, Eckler, Ertz, McManus, Cleveland Farrell. They've added players left to right. Bobby Wagner yesterday, new coach, 10 picks, the second pick in the draft. What are the D.C. Commanders cooking up with this roster, this ownership, Dan Quinn, all these guys, plus maybe Jaden Daniels at two?
Yeah, it looks like they're getting older.
A poo-poo platter of old is what they're cooking up.
Yeah, you remember that commercial with Emmitt Smith and Dan Marino and Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
They got them coming in. And that's the Commanders locker room right now.
I don't know what they're doing, but it doesn't seem bad. Good.
I mean, Chin isn't old, and Austin
Bobby
Eckler,
Wagner.
Austin Eckler's starting to get older, but he doesn't have a lot of tread on the tires just because he catches so much he doesn't run. Bobby Wagner's old. There's no way around
that. They didn't use Eckler at all last year. He's got a lot of tread still on that tire.
But they got rid of they're going to get rid of Jamin Davis, and Frankie Louvu is a lot better than I expected. He's played pretty good football. They just want to be competitive right away. It's a new owner who wants to get in and make this team more new. New owner came in. Now you've got a new head coach, and do you have a new general manager? I don't think they had a new general manager, but they basically just want to be as competitive as possible right now. I don't know that any of these moves are going to be, I mean, some of them that will be for the future, but I don't know. I just think they're just saying, hey, we got money to spend. They had a tremendous amount of money to spend.
Yeah, they hired Adam Peters. Remember, we thought that might be right. A slot connection when that.
Yeah, Adam Peters is just trying to get, he wants to be competitive. More than likely, he wants to establish winning culture. And to do that, he gets veterans in here who, you know, can have an impact on the younger guys on the roster. You already have guys like Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, so you already have veterans inside on defense. But you think about that defense. Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, you have Jeremy Chin at safety now. You already have Daron Payne. Like, I know they sold off their defensive ends last year in Montez Sweat and Chase Young, but they'll actually be pretty decent on defense. Washington
that
will be.
Skinny corner.
Oh, man, Emmanuel Forbes. I didn't realize this. He was terrible this year. People on NFL Net, Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks both told me, oh, he sucked. He's 166 pounds. He got bullied. This is what we talk about with it's never happened in history, and they go get Emmanuel Forbes, 166-pound corner, because he had like 18 interceptions and 9 of them for touchdowns, and it looks great. And guess what? He got the brakes beaten off of him last year. Too small. He's 30 pounds lighter than Bryce Young. I always say that because it's jarring. It's jarring to think that a cornerback is that any human that plays in the NFL is 30 pounds lighter than Bryce Young. It seems almost impossible. Yeah, Tank Dell is, but that's, you know, he's little Tank Dell. This is a 6'1" corner who's 30 pounds light. If you picked up Bryce Young, first of all, and then you picked up Kyler Murray, it'd be, Kyler's heavier.
Yeah.
Because he's more dense. Bryce Young, you pick him up like, hey, that wasn't that hard. Emmanuel Forbes, you could pick up and throw 8 yards down the field.
Who's
Emmanuel
thicker?
Forbes tossing? Is that an event?
Forbes tossing may be an event by Washington fans in the next year.
I can't.
I saw it. The hug?
The throw toss, meth head tossing?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
I saw where a dwarf had was wearing a Velcro suit, and another guy had to wear a Velcro jacket, and he had to see how long it would take for him to unglue from an unwelcome hug. Oh. And the dwarf jumped on a. Listen, I didn't do this, folks. I'm just conveying what I saw on a video.
He just watched it.
He's jumped. Yeah, I watched. Yeah, of course. Watched. He's jumping on a trampoline, and he jumps up, and he Velcros to the guy, and then he tries to hang on for as long as he can, and the guy's trying to get him off. They got a stopwatch. And he's, you know, it's Velcro, so it's harder to get off. And the dwarf is, he's you know, making a good, strong attempt to stay on.
This is like bull riding, only with a dwarf.
Yeah,
and 8 seconds, like the long.
Well, full minute. This guy couldn't.
Oh, no.
Well, he got free in, like, probably about 14 seconds, and then the dwarf ran back over and jumped on him again. And it's like,
that doesn't count.
And I just
thought. He got him off.
It's an unwelcome hug. Do you think unwelcome huggers are going to stop?
Should have said that. Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that. No.
So
that was clean.
Yeah, but
right?
Did you see the two giant guys that were taken?
They were throwing meth heads.
Skinny, and they were seeing how far they could toss.
This
them in
gives
the contest.
Bum fights. Bum fights energy. To
but
me.
That's better than what a lot of meth heads have to do for meth.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe they enjoy it.
I guarantee you, Seth and Sean don't talk about this. Like, hey, guys, Texas, coming up next, we're going to have the president of food and beverage is going to be with us to talk Texas. And also some meth throwing coming up in the next segment here on your home for the Texans, the home of the bull or whatever they say.
Home of the bull.
probably something
the
like that.
Texans
where all the
are,
bulls talk.
The meth heads are being thrown next.
That's the voice. Guys.
Your station, all Texans, all the time. Oh, that guy is just the worst. James, what do you want to talk about, James?
Good morning, guys. I had a quick question. I seen the Chargers let go of Mike Williams. Big body guy, doesn't seem like he lived up to the promise. What do you guys think pairing him up with CJ? I mean, what do they have, you know, to lose, really? Got another big possession guy with Nico Collins. Sounds like a winner to me. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, money, what's it going to cost? That's one thing.
I don't think Mike Williams is getting a whole lot.
You know?
His best days are behind him. He's had some injury issues.
He would definitely move in and be your third right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I got
to
see.
That's a big receiver, too. You got a possession guy as opposed to what you got now in Nico and Tank.
So you had left tackle. Here are the guys who were released with the June 1 designation. Odell Beckham was officially released. DJ Humphries, Tre'Davious White, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo. These are the officials. Xavien Howard, the official releases with June 1st. Designations. And speaking of Mike Williams, he had 19 catches last year for 249 yards. Yeah. He missed a ton of games. You know, in September he had an eight catch for 121 yard game, but what was his injury? It knocked him out for the whole year. He only played three games. He didn't even make it out. I can't remember what Mike's injury was, but it's he's 20. Man, he's only 29. Mike Williams feels like he's been here forever. Here's what we're looking at. His last 2 years, he's played 13 games for 895 yards. I don't know. I mean, you know, he did average. He played in three games, had 249 yards. It's not bad.
The top landing spots for Mike Williams, the Ravens, the Panthers, the Chiefs, and the Patriots. The Patriots lost out on Ridley. They wanted him.
Panthers make some sense.
They saved $20 million by releasing him.
Releasing Mike. And this just tells you, I think there's a good chance. So now they can
He's
go.
He's going to get paid something.
Well, they can go right tackle, or they can go with Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze or Marvin Harrison Jr. They're sitting at five, the Chargers are. So if they want to give whatever they do, it's going to be right tackle or wide receiver at five.
They need
five.
Some weapons for him.
Yeah, but they could also trade back. Five is a trade-up spot. Keep your eyes open for that because they could trade back because they need right tackle or wide receiver. They could go wide receiver in a second. Oh, wait. I don't know if they have a second-round pick, but I'm not sure they do.
Well, they could get one.
But you get one, yeah. So if you traded back from five to nine, you might be able to get the third wide receiver right there and then in a sec, or you can get maybe the first tackle off the board and then you go get a wide receiver in the second round.
Ladd McConkey.
But you had Quentin Johnston did not play well last year for them. They weren't that happy with them. And then, man, Keenan Allen's getting old now.
Yeah. They were talking about releasing
for the Texans, though. He asked about Texans. I mean, Mike Williams would be – it'd have to be a low-dollar veteran.
Listen, you're going to have – you got some competition. Those teams need wide receiver. Patriots need wide receiver, and they were going to pay Ridley, and they didn't get him. So they might pay Mike Williams more than you want to pay.
But that's what I'm saying. What's the value for a 29-year-old who's been injured the last 2 years? I'm not sure. I think you could get him cheap, but does he fit you? I mean, that Robert Woods deal looks like a bad deal now.
He's got one more year, right? So – You just battle through it.
Kind of a non-factor.
And you got Noah Brown coming back as well. I don't know. They might stand pat. Or in the second, at 59, there might be somebody sitting there that they could get. That would be nice, too. I don't think you're going to spend more free agent dollars. They need those free agent dollars on Eric Armstead.
So it was an ACL tear. So, you know, it happened in September, so that's enough time to come back. But is he going to be confident in cutting and things like that? I think Mike Williams is looking at a $3 million deal, 1 year, cheap.
I'm looking at ChastainFord.com right now, ChastainFord.com. And they've got trucks right now, 2023s, that they got to get rid of. Right now, you need to get to ChastainFord.com. You can do it all online. There's a lot of dealerships where you can't do it online. They will not let you do it online because they want to upsell you. They want to add on. They want to mark up. They want to make sure that they get as much gouge as much as they possibly can. Chastain Ford, you can do it all online. You don't ever have to step into the dealership. They will deliver it to you. They will bring it to you, and you sign the papers and everything else. You can do it all online. That's not what most dealers do, because they got to add up and they got to add on and mark up. Not the case. 1.9% financing right now, 2023 trucks, up to $12,000 off. 0% on 2023 Bronco Sports. I've been saying this. The best time to buy your truck is in February, March of the following year. Get those because they got to get them off the lot. They don't want any 2023s on the lot. Take advantage of these unbelievable savings right now at ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You're going to get your best deal with the best service with the best people. ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.